今天晚上我们很高兴有位特别的讲员在我们中间。
Tonight we're very happy to have a special guest among us.
他是我们教会支持了超过20年的这个宣教师。
He's a missionary that our church has supported for over 20 years.
过去一直到现在都在埃及工作。
And he has been working in Egypt.
他是我们在他们机构叫Arab World Media。
阿拉伯世界媒体先驱
是，那我们感谢神有他，这是非常美好的、精彩的见证。我相信今天我们一定会真的从他的分享当中大得激励。
And he has wonderful, exciting testimonies for us, and it will greatly encourage us.
他今天要分享的是神在回教世界的工作。
And so he will be sharing the work of God in the Muslim world.
我们欢迎这个 Brother Rafiq。
Let's welcome Brother Rafiq.
Hello.
Hello.
It is so nice to be with you and visit River of Life.
很高兴能与大家在一起，能够来拜访生命河。
Every time I come here, I feel the Spirit of God is heavy present.
每一次我来到这里，我都感到神的灵大大的降在我们当中。
So you make me very excited every time I come here.
所以你让我每一次我来的时候，我都感觉非常的兴奋。
I'm going to share with you how the Spirit of God is moving in a very powerful way in the Middle East and North Africa.
我想要与大家分享呢，神的灵如何在阿拉伯国家和北非这个地方呢，正在很有能力的在运行。
As you can see in the screen,The name of the ministry is Arab World Media.
你们看到呢？这个幻灯片上面写我们的事工叫做阿拉伯世界媒体先驱。
It is a ministry of Pioneers International.
它也是一个先驱国际的一个部分。
And the next slide.
下一张。
One of our websites, the main one is called Maarifa.org.
我们一个主要的一个网页呢，叫做神的知识。
It is full of resources and answers for all the questions a Muslim have about the Christian faith.
那这个网页呢，为这个穆斯林提供了许许多多关于基督徒的一些资源。
So we have a lot of content, a lot of videos, a lot of testimonies, a lot of other material. Very important for the Muslim to read and know.
那这里面呢有很多的视频，有很多的各式各样的不同的给穆斯林信徒他们的一些需要的很重要的资源。
So the way it works, we decide in a web content.
所以呢，我们先定下这个网页的里面的内容。
We market that content very well on social media and Google AdWords.
然后呢，我们在社交媒体上面和Google 上面呢都能够非常有效的传递这样的包装这样的信息。
So the word of God goes wide and deep all over the Arab world.
所以呢，神的话语呢就能够很深入的、很长远的遍及整个阿拉伯世界。
Through the ads, people start to connect with us.
那透过这一些广告呢，就很多人与我们有些连接。
And when they call, we have about 15 people in our team.On the phone, available online, live chat to answer the questions.
那么，当他们与我们连接的时候呢，我们有一个15个人的团队类似电话服务中心，他们可以有现场的回答，然后还有电话接听来回答这些问题。
So our follow-up team, they're everywhere in the Arab world.
那这些跟进团队呢，他们会跟进所有阿拉伯世界的国家来给他们的一些的连接。
They're available 24/7.
他们是7天24小时的，一直有这样的服事。
And this is what happened, and as a testimony, I would like to share with you.
那接下来呢，我要与大家分享一个见证。
Mohab from Yemen.
那这一位呢，是从也门来的。
His father is a Sunni Muslim, and his mother is a Shia Muslim.
那他的父亲呢是逊尼派，那他的母亲呢是什叶派。
His father in the war was killed.
那他的父亲呢，在战争当中呢死去了。
When he was 3 years old,
当他3岁的时候
，his mother got ill in Yemen.
然后他的母亲呢，在也门呢就这个生病了。
And then she went to the doctor. The doctors in Yemen told her, "We cannot treat you here. Go to Egypt. You might get better medical care."
那他去了医生那里，医生说我们没有办法医治你，那么你可以到埃及去，那里你应该得到比较好的照顾。
She arrived to Yemen, to Egypt, and she started to receive the medical care she needs.
然后她来到了埃及，然后就得到了她需要的这个医疗照护。
Mohab went to school in Egypt and grew up in Egypt.
那 Mohab 呢，他就是在埃及长大，在埃及上学。
He got a degree in computer science.
然后呢，他在埃及拿了这个电脑的学位。
At that time, her father passed away in Yemen.
然后呢，他的父亲在这个时候是在也门这个过世。
The mother went to Yemen to receive the inheritance because she is coming from a very wealthy family.
那么他的妈妈呢就回到也门要承继这个产业，因为这是一个很富足的一个家庭。
Then the family in Yemen told her, "You will not receive anything. Go back to Egypt."
那么在也门的这个族人呢就说你没有任何你的份，你就回埃及去吧。
Mohab said, "The Shia Muslim in Yemen, they're very committed Muslim. They mistreated my mother and they took the inheritance from the mother. I don't like them."
Mohab 就说这个什叶派的这些穆斯林呢他们不让我的母亲承继这样的一个产业我非常的不喜欢他们。
She was broken in her heart and she came back to Egypt empty hands.
她的母亲非常的伤心心碎的回到了埃及什么都没有得着。
The mother said to Mohab, "Now you are a growing man. I need you to marry a good, committed Muslim woman."
那她的母亲就告诉 Mohab 说你现在已经是成人了我需要你娶一位非常委身的这样的一个好的穆斯林的妇女。
He said to the mother, "I don't know anybody here. You find a good wife for me."
Mohab 就说我不认识这里的任何人，你为我找一个好的妻子。
Well, she was searching in the community and she found a good Sunni Muslim from a Muslim background, woman.
那她的妈妈呢，就找到一个逊尼派的这样的一个妇女。
They got married, and after a year, she was pregnant and gave a baby.
那然后呢他们就结婚了一年之后怀孕了生了一个孩子。
Five months later, she said to Mohab, "By the way, this baby is not yours."
然后五个月之后呢这个妻子对 Mohab 说抱歉这个孩子不是你的。
Mohab asked her, "How that did happen? Who is the father?"
Mohab 就问他说怎么可能会这样子呢那谁是父亲呀
?The wife said, "He is my cousin."
然后他的妻子说是我的表兄。
The Mohab went to the family of the wife and told her, "Do you know what your daughter did to me? She cheated on me."
然后呢 ，Mohab 就到了他的妻子的家庭那边说，你知道你的女儿做了什么吗？她让我她有了婚外恋。
This is very shame in the Middle East.
这在中东当然是令人非常羞耻的一件事情。
What was the answer of the rest of the family? That was amazing. It really puzzled him.
那对方的回答是什么呢？让他非常的吃惊和震惊。
The parents of the wife said, "We know about it, and we don't have any problem with this problem."
那这个他妻子父母说，我们知道这件事情，但是我们不觉得这是怎么样的一个大问题。
Mohab decided to divorce his wife.
So Mohab 就决定呢，要和这个他的妻子离婚。
And he said,
然后他说
"The Sunni committed Muslims, they cheated on me. I don't like that."
这个逊尼派的一个非常委身的一个逊尼派的穆斯林他这个背叛了我，那我不喜欢这样的事情。
In his mind, the Shia Muslim mistreated the mother. The Sunni Muslims, they cheated on him.
在他的心里面呢，什叶派的这个穆斯林呢，伤了他的母亲。那么他的这个逊尼派的穆斯林呢，又伤了他。
Mohab is a very well known in his community, and he has 17 Facebook accounts.
那么 Mohab 是在他的群体当中是非常出名的，他在脸书上面有17个不同的群。
Every account has a purpose for him to use.
那这十七个不同的群呢，每一个群都有特定的目的。
One day he opened the first account.
有一天呢，他把第一个这个群打开。
Suddenly an ad came saying, do you want to know about Christ?
那突然呢就弹出一个这个广告说你想要认识耶稣吗？
He said no, and he skipped the ad and kept going.
然后呢他就把它划开了说我不要，然后他就继续的在划脸书。
He opened the second account.
他就把接下来他把第二个群打开。
Suddenly the ad came again and said, do you want to know about Christ?
然后呢又来一个广告说你想要认识基督吗？
He said no.
他又把它划掉，不要。
He went through the third account.
他又去了他的第三个群。
He received the same ad.
第三个群又得到了同样的广告。
Until the account number 17.
一直到第十七个群都一直有这个广告。
Suddenly he got the ad saying, "Do you want to know about Christ?"
所以第十七个群又说，你是否想要认识基督？
He got so angry.
他非常非常的愤怒。
He said, "If I clicked yes, they're gonna forget about me, and this ad will not come again."
他就想，如果我按 yes 的话呢，他们就会把我忘掉，这个 ad 这个广告不会再来了。
And that yes changed his life.
但是他按的这个是，就改变了他的一生。
It took him to one of our websites.
就把他带到了我们的一个网站上。
Start to read about the Christian faith.
他就开始阅读关于基督徒信仰。
And then he asked, "I'm in Cairo, Egypt. I would like to meet someone face to face."
那么他说我在埃及的开罗，我想要与人有面对面的这样的交谈。
We sent someone to meet with him and from our team.
那么你能不能猜你的团队的一个人来和我碰面呢？
He started to study the Bible as a Muslim.
他就作为一个穆斯林，他开始研读圣经。
Couple of months later, he said, "This is the true God I'm looking for."
几个月之后呢，他说这才是我在寻找的一个真的神。
He said, "How can I follow Jesus and become Christian?"
然后他说我怎么才能够跟随耶稣成为一个基督徒呢？
He gave his life in a coffee shop in the middle of Cairo.
在开罗的中心呢，在一个咖啡厅里面，他把他的生命交给了耶稣。
He started to grow in his faith and relationship with God.
他的信心在基督里面与神的关系越来越成长。
He became one of the leaders in this new house church that leading the church.
那他就成为了一个新的家庭教会的一个带领者。
He led his mother to the Lord.
他也带着他的母亲信主。
And one day, as he's hosting the church in his house,
有一天当他在家里面有这个聚会的时候，
he decided to buy a meal for everybody in the church.
他就决定呢要为教会里面所有的人供应食物。
He went to a fast food restaurant to buy a meal for everybody.
好，就去了一个快餐店要给大家买食物。
While he's in the fast food restaurant, he found a stranger coming in.
在他这个在快餐店的时候呢，他发现一个陌生人转进来。
And the stranger came and he started to look at Muhib and leave. Come back and look at him and leaves.
然后呢，这个陌生人就看着 Muhib， 然后呢看一看又往后，看一看又往后。
He said, "This is a strange man. Why he's looking at me?"
那么还就说这个人好奇怪啊，为什么总看着我呢？
Then he decided to go and talk to him.
那么还就决定呢，他要去跟那个人说话。
He said, "You are looking at me."
你在看着我。
What do you want from me?
你从我这里想要什么呀？
He said, "Are you a Christian?"
他说你是基督徒吗？
To ask someone this question, it is very scary in the Middle East.
在中东。对一个人问这样的问题是令人非常恐惧的。
Muhib was so nervous, and he said, "What can I answer him?"
那么 Muhib 就非常非常紧张，他在想我该怎么回答他呀。
Then he said, "Who are you, and why do you are here?"
那他就问对方说，你是谁？你为什么在这里呢？
He said, "I'm not going to tell you unless you tell me, are you Christian or not?"
我不会告诉你我是不是基督徒，除非你先告诉我你是不是基督徒。
Then Muhib said, "Yes, I'm Christian. What do you want from me?"
然后呢 ，Muhib 就说是我是基督徒，你跟我要什么呢
？Then the stranger said, "I just arrived from Iraq."
这个陌生人就说我是刚从伊拉克来的。
And the reason I came to Egypt is to search who is Christian so I can spend time with them.
那么他说我来埃及的目的就是因为我想要找到基督徒能够跟他们在一起花时间。
He said, I escaped from Iraq because the community I live in start to persecute me because I'm asking question about Islam that made people think that I am leaving and they start to give me a hard time.
那么他就回答说我离开这个伊拉克的原因是当我针对穆斯林开始问一些问题的时候呢这些穆斯林认为我是要准备离开穆斯林所以呢他们就开始针对我有一些逼迫。
Then Muhib said to the stranger from Iraq, I can answer all your questions, but I would invite you to come with me today to the church.
那么 Muhib 就回答说我可以回答你所有的问题但是呢我今天要邀请你来到我们的这个家庭聚会。
They start to worship, they study the word of God together, and they prayed and they left.
他们开始敬拜读神的话语然后结束离开。
The Iraqi stranger said, "Can I come next week and I bring my children with me?"
这个伊拉克的陌生人就说，我下个礼拜能不能再来，然后把我孩子也带来。
Is it sure? So the following week, he brought 5 children.
所以呢，在下一个礼拜，他就带了他五个孩子们一起来。
As he start to worship, one of the girls, his daughter, start to scream and make strange noises.
当他们开始敬拜的时候，其中一个孩子也是一个女儿，就开始有一些奇怪的声音出来。
So the church member they said she is possessed by a demon.
那么教会呢就意识到说她是被鬼附的。
So few of the leaders in the church they start to pray for the daughter.
所以教会的一些领袖呢就开始为这个女儿祷告。
Suddenly she calmed down and she started to speak normally.In her own voice.
然后呢，这个孩子女孩突然就静下来，然后呢，正常的用她的语言来说话。
They went back home.
然后就他们回家了。
The mother said it was the first time in her life that daughter slept all night in peace.
她的妈妈说，这是这个女孩一生的第一次能够整晚很平安的睡觉。
The mother said to the father.What happened and what is that kind of change the life of my daughter? What did you do to her at night?
母亲就对父亲说，发生什么？这到底你的带着女儿做了什么？发生了什么让她能够发生这样的转变呢？
The father said, I'm going to tell you a secret. I took the children to something called the church. They prayed for our daughter and she was healed.
他就说让我告诉你一个秘密我带着我们的女儿去了一个教会那教会呢为她做了祷告然后呢她就得了医治
The wife said I'm going to go to the church with you next week
妻子就说那下个礼拜我也要跟你一起去
She start to come week after week
然后她就也是一个每个礼拜都来
Suddenly the husband the wife the childrenStart to believe in the Lord Jesus.
So, 很突然，他们一家人就全家就接受了耶稣基督。
In November last year, that church baptized 17 new members.
去年十一月，这个教会呢就施洗了17个新的成员。
River of Life, you are part of what happened in the Middle East.
那么生命河呢？你是在中东发生这些事情的其中一份子。
It was very encouraging to see the church started by 2 people, and now they are over 20 people.
能够我们非常开心的看到两个人开始的一个教会，现在多过20个人。
Okay, this is Sonia. We're going to go to Iraq.
那么这一位是 Sonia， 是在伊拉克。
Sonia.Is married to an ISIS fighter.
那她呢是被嫁给了一个 ISIS 的一个战斗人员。
And she was married over 7 years to the fighter, and she has 3 children.
她跟这个战斗者呢结婚了有七年，然后呢有三个孩子。
Suddenly, the husband, the ISIS fighter, went to Syria to fight.
然后呢，她的丈夫呢就去了叙利亚去打仗。
He was killed in Syria.
在叙利亚就战死了。
And the Syrian government shipped the body and all the bodies of all the ISIS fighters that was killed in Syria back to Iraq.
那叙利亚呢就把所有在这个叙利亚战死的这些 ISIS 的战斗人员呢就运回了这个伊拉克。
So the Iraq Iraqi government built a camp. It has a lot of tents, and every tent has an ISIS widow woman and the children.
然后呢，伊拉克呢政府就建了很多的这种帐篷的一个营地。那每一个帐篷里面都有一个这个寡妇和她的孩子。
So one of our counselors who was partnered with us in Iraq went to the camp to provide trauma healing for the women and the children.
那么我们当中呢就有同工呢去到这样的营地来为他们提供这个相应的一些服务。
For a whole week, she's speaking to the women in the camp.
那么一整个星期呢，她就和在这个营地当中的妇女沟通交流。
In the last day, Sonia went to the counselor and she said, "Can I have a private conversation with you?"
那到最后一天的时候呢 ，Sonia 呢就去到了这一位辅导者那边，说我可不可以跟你有一些私人的时间
？The counselor said, "Yes, let's go to your tent and talk."
然后辅导者说，好的，我们一起到你的帐篷里面，我们来沟通。
She told her, "Tell me your story, Sonia."
她说，Sonia， 你告诉我你的故事吧。
And she said.I'm married to this man for 7 years, but I never lived a happy day.
他说我嫁给了这个人有七年之久，但是没有一天是开心的。
I was listening to you when you said Jesus Christ can give hope to people like me.
那当我听你讲到耶稣基督能够给像我这样的人有盼望的时候
I want to tell you that I was thinking about ending up my life.
那个时候我正在想我是否要自杀。
Do you think Jesus can give me new life?
你觉得耶稣能不能给我新的生命呢
She said, absolutely.
辅导者说是的绝对可以。
Then she said, how can I do that?
Sonia 就问那么我怎么样才能这样做到呢
？She prayed on that day in the tent to receive Jesus as a savior.
那在那一天 ，Sonia 就做了决志的祷告，接受耶稣为他的救主。
The counselor stood up, gave a big hug, and she kissed her new friend Sonia.
然后呢，这个辅导者就站起来，给这个 Sonia 一个大大的拥抱，然后呢，亲吻了她一下。
And said goodbye. It was late at night.
然后呢，在这个已经很晚了，然后就说好，再见了。
Sonia told to the counselor.
Sonia 在跟这个辅导者说
，Are you going to leave me? Can you come again tomorrow?
难道你要离开我吗？你明天还可以再来吗
？She said the camp is opening at 10 o'clock in the morning. Once it is open, I'm going to be here again tomorrow to spend more time with you.
那这个辅导者就说明天早上十点钟一开门我就会来你的 tent 来跟你花时间在一起
She arrived at 10 and the guard at the gate of the camp told the counselor This lady Sonia is waiting since 5 o'clock a.m. waiting patiently for your arrival
那么在门口的这个这个兵呢或者是保护者呢就说 Sonia 从早上五点钟就一直等着你很耐心的等着你来到
And she is keeping talking to me about what you did to her It seemed that you changed her life Keep doing what you are doing in the life of Sonia
然后呢 Sonia 就跟我说你是怎么帮了她怎么改变了她的生命然后呢告诉我要继续这样做下去
The counselor took Sonia. As they're walking, going to the tent, Sonia said to the counselor, "Do you remember when you prayed with me last night?"
那么Sonia 就带着辅导者回到了他的帐篷里面，然后问这个辅导者说，你记不记得昨天晚上你为我祷告呢
？She said to her, "For the first time." I slept really well last night.
他说第一次我这个晚上能够睡的一个非常好的一个好觉。
And I discovered something that my parents, with the parents of my deceased husband, made agreement that I should marry the brother of my husband.
那么这个我的父母和我丈夫的父母呢，已经做了这样的一个决定，就是当我的丈夫死掉的时候呢，我要继续的嫁给我丈夫的兄弟。
I said I cannot marry another ISIS fighter.
他说我不能再嫁给一个 ISIS 的战斗人员了。
And they put so much pressure on me until they sent someone to hit me in my back with lashes to force me to marry this man.
那么呢，他们就给了我很大的压力，然后呢，最后是拿鞭子打我，要强迫我嫁给这个人的这个的兄弟。
She revealed the bag to the counselor, and the counselor said it was full of marks because of the lashes she received.
那么他就把他的背部给这个辅导员看，他的背部全是这个鞭痕。
And then she said, "I'm actually what happened. I was under the control of my parents, so I was forced to sign the paper and receive him as a husband."
那么呢，他说我是在我的父母的强迫底下，我呢就在这个合同上面婚约上面签了字。
And he comes three nights every week to rape me.In the tent in front of the children and leaves immediately.
那么呢，他就这个人呢，就每个礼拜三个晚上来这里强暴我，然后在我的孩子面前强暴我，然后就离开。
I don't love my husband.
我不爱我的丈夫。
But do you remember when you prayed with me yesterday?
但是你是否记得你昨天晚上为我祷告的时候
？The counselor said, "I remember that very well."
辅导者说：“是的，我非常清楚的明记得。”
She said, "I want to pray today with you."
他说：“我今天我要跟你一起来祷告。”
The counselor said, "Let's go to the tent and you can pray." She said, "No."
然后呢？辅导者说：“那我们一起回到你的这个帐篷里面，我们祷告吧。”桑尼亚说：“不要。”
I'm gonna pray here in the middle of the camp, so all the women with all the children.Can hear my prayer, so they can receive Jesus Christ as a Savior, as I did last night.
桑尼亚说：“我要在这个营地的中心来祷告，让所有的妇女，让所有的孩子都能够听到这个祷告，并且都能够接受耶稣成为他们的救主。”
A year later, Sonia started to lead 5 Bible study groups inside the camp.
一年之后呢， Sonia 在这样的一个营地里面带着五个读经的小组。
Indeed, God, only God, can change the life of some people like Sonia.
实实在在的，只有神能够改变像 Sonia 这样的人。
River of Life, you are part of what God is doing in Iraq.
生命河。你们是神在中东所做的工作的一份子。
Let's go to the following slide. I want to share with you a summary of what happened last year in 2025.
这是2025年我们所总结出来的一个报告。
The important number, the one in the middle, it has the circle.
最重要的是中间那一个有圈起来的。
It is 883 new Christians came to the Lord last year.
去年有883位新接受耶稣为他们救主的人。
They are all from every country in the Arab world.
都是从阿拉伯世界的各个国家来的。
And what is really important? Can we go to the following slide?
我们能够到下一个幻灯片。
There is among the refugees alone, there is 260 house churches and Bible groups started in the country.
单单在难民当中就有264个家庭教会兴起。
13 house churches happened in Morocco.
然后呢，13个是在摩洛哥。
And another 13 among the local people in Egypt and people coming from the Palestine and Yemen and Iraq.
那么另外有13个这个家庭教会呢是有巴勒斯坦，有这个伊拉克和也门来的人成为这个教会的人。
And what was really important and fascinated to me is to find 22 Muslim scholars and leaders came to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我觉得很特别有令我讶异的呢，是有22名这个穆斯林的学者和领袖，他们接受了耶稣，成为他们的。
Brothers and sisters, let's praise the Lord for the good work that He's doing for us.
让我们一起来赞美我们的神，因着他所做的工作。
Yeah. I would like to leave with you a few prayer requests.
我希望留给你一些祷告事项。
The security issues and situation is extremely difficult in the Middle East and North Africa now.
那么在中东呢和在北非呢，现在的安全局势非常的不安全。
They are kind of watching everybody, interrogated everybody, and giving everybody involved in ministry really hard time.
啊，他们现在就开始啊，真的是询问所有参加在事工里面的人，给这些参与事工的人有很大的压力。
They closed media center, language center, and other offices.
他们关掉了很多这样的比如说语言学习中心啊，或者是其他的跟基督教有关的中心。
They caused a lot of fear in among people who are involved in ministry.
因此呢，凡是在这个事工当中的弟兄姐妹们都非常的惧怕。
Please pray to cast that spirit of fear away from us.
请大家来祷告，把这样的一个恐惧的灵从这当中驱逐出去。
And let's pray that all the people in the Middle East and North Africa, they will be bold in sharing the gospel with other people.
并且祷告呢，不论在中东还是在北非，基督徒们能够非常有胆量的来传讲主耶稣基督的福音。
At the end, I want to say thank you and God bless you.
最后，我想要跟你说，愿神祝福你，谢谢你们。
God bless.